Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Friday, April 26th. We'll tell you about a severe weather threat across several American states, which major university called off its graduation ceremony for security reasons, and why disgraced Hollywood movie producer Harvey Weinstein just got his rape conviction overturned. Plus, new pollution rules that could force coal plants to close, refunds going out to many Amazon Ring customers, and how this year's NFL draft broke a lot of records. Those stories and more in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Dangerous severe weather is expected today across much of the central U.S. The storm system will likely cover more than 1,000 miles from Minnesota to Texas. Large hail, damaging winds, and strong tornadoes are all possible. And the risk does not end today. Some areas like Dallas, Texas, Kansas City, Missouri, Des Moines, Iowa, and Omaha, Nebraska are under a severe thunderstorm threat lasting all the way through Sunday, meaning multiple rounds could impact millions of people. The most serious severe weather potential is tomorrow, and it could extend into the night. So people are encouraged to stay tuned to their local forecasts and have an emergency plan ready just in case. More protests are being set up and cleared out at colleges around the country. Just yesterday, there were encampments on more than 40 campuses across the U.S. and Canada, mostly reacting to the war in Gaza. Many university officials are still negotiating with protesters, trying to find solutions. Others have called in police, leading to the arrests of hundreds of people. As you know, this all started at New York's Columbia University. And there, protesters still say they won't go home until the school agrees to cut ties with Israeli academic institutions and divest its funds from any entities connected to Israel. The same demand many other protesters are also making. Though there are now pro-Israel protesters outside of Columbia as well. In the meantime, universities are considering what to do about upcoming graduation ceremonies that are expected to be overwhelmed by protesters. The University of Southern California is the first to decide to cancel its main commencement ceremony altogether, citing new safety measures. Those measures include allowing only people with tickets onto campus and only through specific points of entry. The school actually started cracking down last week when it told the valedictorian she would no longer deliver the traditional speech. She had come under fire for controversial views related to the war, and USC cited unspecified security threats. The situation led to even more protests on campus. Now, USC will still host dozens of smaller individual school commencement ceremonies to honor graduates. The case that ignited the Me Too movement in Hollywood is now being reopened. New York's highest court decided to overturn ex-movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's sex assault conviction, and it ordered a new trial. The court found Weinstein did not get a fair trial the first time around, in part because the judge allowed testimony from women whose allegations were not part of that case. In all, more than 100 women made public accusations against Weinstein, though many of them could not press charges themselves because the statute of limitations had already passed. But they did appear in other women's trials. Now, Manhattan's district attorney has decided to launch a new trial against Weinstein. Either way, Weinstein is still in prison. He's serving a separate 16-year sentence for rape and sexual assault out of California. Though now, Weinstein's defense lawyer says he's going to try the same legal strategy to overturn that conviction as well. Many of the women who say they were attacked by Weinstein told news outlets that they're deeply shocked and saddened that this chapter they thought was closed is reopening. To be continued. Net neutrality is back. The FCC voted yesterday to officially restore the regulation that expands government oversight of internet service providers. So remember, net neutrality is the idea that your internet service provider, think AT&T, Comcast, or Verizon, should not be able to control which websites you can access or how fast you can access them. And the government will get to enforce that idea now, since yesterday's vote basically said broadband is a utility, just like phones and water. Net neutrality supporters say the internet should be an open and level playing field. So big corporations, small startups, popular websites, and lesser known ones should all get the same access and opportunity to be seen. But on the other side, critics see net neutrality as unnecessary government intervention, which could keep internet service providers from being able to manage their networks efficiently. Net neutrality rules first came out during the Obama administration, then they were repealed during the Trump administration, and now they're back. But the debate still is not over. Internet service providers are expected to sue to try to overturn the reinstated rules. Besides their concerns about the regulation itself, they say they're worried it opens the door for future rules that could regulate prices. By the way, the new order also lets the federal government have more oversight of internet service providers' security issues. Plus, it now has the power to demand providers report and respond to outages. And for now, this is all set to go into effect in about 2 months. This weekend, lawmakers, journalists, and celebrities are getting together for a huge party in Washington, D.C. It's time for the White House Correspondents' Dinner, or what's affectionately known as Nerd Prom. The century-old gala is famous for having members of the press and the government poke fun at each other. This year, SNL writer and cast member Colin Jost is hosting the event. And President Biden will be there, along with thousands of other guests, including both Republican and Democratic lawmakers, top administration officials, and more. You can watch the main event on C-SPAN. Though some other media outlets plan to show the dinner's opening remarks from the host and the president. We have much more news for you still coming up, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee is changing the way you experience coffee at home. They continuously curate a wide variety of coffees from the best small batch specialty roasters in the U.S., then make personalized recommendations based on what you like or may like to try. Every bag is roasted to order and shipped fresh to you by one of their more than 50 partners. From dark roasts to decafs, espressos to cold brew and iced coffee, you can discover the best coffee suited to your taste. I have loved my own experience with Trade Coffee. I wanted to try some really unique, more adventurous types of coffee, specifically for my new espresso machine, and Trade Coffee delivered in more ways than one, with super high quality, great tasting blends that show up right to my door. Right now, I'm enjoying a fantastic blend from Brazil, roasted in Portland, Oregon, that has flavors of marshmallow and graham. I am now looking forward to my cup of coffee every morning more than ever before. So, do you love coffee as much as I do? If so, you need to be trying Trade today. For a limited time, you can enjoy a free bag and up to $15 off select plans when you visit my link, drinktrade.com/newsworthy. That's drinktrade.com/newsworthy for a free bag and up to $15 off select plans. drinktrade.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. There are now new federal rules stoking the debate between the rising demand for energy and efforts to fight climate change. The EPA announced a series of regulations meant to slash air, water, and climate pollution from power plants. One of the most significant rules will limit greenhouse gas emissions from new natural gas-fired power plants and existing coal-fired power plants. In fact, it says coal plants will have to lower their emissions by 90% over the next 15 years. Another regulation will lower releases of mercury and other toxic air pollutants from coal plants. A third rule will expand federal oversight of coal ash. And a fourth will limit the levels of toxic metals in the wastewater that coal plants can discharge into rivers, lakes, streams, and other waterways. The EPA says each rule will mean huge benefits for public health and the planet. But Republican-led states have already promised to challenge the new rules in court. They say the Biden administration is overstepping, that the new rules are too costly, and that they'll get in the way of Americans accessing affordable, reliable energy. Former President Trump has also promised that if he's elected, he'll roll back this and President Biden's other climate regulations next year. Still, the Biden administration has been introducing more and more initiatives lately, saying the goal is to eliminate the country's greenhouse gases by 2050. So expect this to be a big issue in the presidential campaign. Amazon Ring customers are starting to get refunds this week, thanks to a settlement reached with the FTC. In total, the refunds add up to more than $5.6 million, They're going out to customers who had certain types of Ring cameras, including the indoor cams. So if you are eligible, you should have already received an email from the FTC. Though how much each person gets depends on the type of Ring device you owned and when you had your account. These refunds are meant to settle a complaint the FTC brought forward last year that said Ring employees and contractors had unrestricted access to customers' videos for years. And a handful of them apparently spied on thousands of women with cameras placed in their bedrooms and bathrooms. Ring agreed to the settlement and deleted all private videos that it should not have had access to. It also established a new privacy and security program. It was a record-breaking first round of the NFL draft. As expected, the Chicago Bears selected USC quarterback Caleb Williams as the number one overall pick. And that means USC has now had six number one draft picks, the most of any college since the NFL draft began almost a century ago. Williams was actually just the first of many QBs who went early this year. An unprecedented six of the first 12 picks were quarterbacks, which was an NFL draft record. And the first 15 selections were offensive players, which is another draft record. Also, more than 275,000 people showed up for last night's draft, breaking the attendance record. Round two of the NFL draft starts tonight at 7 Eastern. Okay, here's a holiday you might not have known about. It's Alien Day. Yes, it's the day when movie buffs around the world celebrate the film franchise Alien, which is said to have forever changed horror and science fiction on this day in 1979. And today, they're doing it big for the 45th anniversary. The original movie is going to be re-released, plus theaters will have limited edition posters and other collectibles available. But Alien Frenzy won't end here. The next installment in the film franchise is coming out this summer. And the first season of an Alien TV series will hit FX and Hulu next year. Of course, if Alien is not your thing, there are plenty of other movies coming out this weekend. For example, there's the romantic drama Challengers, starring Zendaya, a crime thriller Boy Kills World, starring Bill Skarsgård, and more. Okay, that's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. I've always had problems, whether it was with the fit or the quality, but after I was obsessed with my Fits Everybody long-sleeve bodysuit from Skims, I wanted to get a t-shirt version, and Skims did not disappoint. I got the Fits Everybody t-shirt in the Onyx color, and it's my new go-to. I love throwing it on with jeans, and I can either dress it up for a night out or dress it down for working from home or running errands. It's that versatile, and just like the other Fits Everybody collection, the material is super soft and smooth, and it fits me really well. I also got the cotton jersey t-shirt, and again, it just proves that Skims makes the best basics and foundations. So go shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show, The Newsworthy, in the drop-down menu that follows. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. People in Madison, Wisconsin have even more incentive to volunteer. A local nonprofit encourages people to serve their communities by giving them a free bicycle for doing so. Wheels for Winners collects used bikes and repairs them to nearly new standards. The nonprofit says it usually takes in about 750 bikes a year from donations, and it's able to refurbish about 400 of them. The rest get dismantled for parts or donated to other partners. The group promises that not a single one goes to waste. And the entire organization is run by volunteers of its own. To get one, people just have to do 10 hours of community service and fill out a form online. Then they can come and pick their own bike. They'll get a new helmet and a bike lock and be sent on their way. Most of the recipients are kids and young adults, learning to love cycling and love their communities at the same time. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode about the newly signed TikTok law and exactly what a potential ban might look like. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.